Yo, what's up, street talks, street gods, street vlogs? We're Kim the House. Alright, sun's coming up. Never want to miss another sunrise again. Oh yeah, so beautiful. Alright, so some thoughts. So the first thought is, Urkim armor, cash money armors. Pro tip, yep. This look how beautiful it is. All right, so Pro thoughts. Just check out the new Apple Vision Pro. So first thought is, Apple Vision Pro is actually not quote-unquote expensive. Oh, and actually, shout out to one of my new friends, Jonathan, at the Apple Store in sun's out. So happy. Okay. Got a new iPhone SE. Hashtag no case. Cases are for losers. Okay, reasons I love effing LA. LA. Oh wow, this, yeah, it's a good spot right here. So, probably one of the best Urkim armor. If you want to stay updated for Urkim armor, cash money armor with the teal neck, just email me, eric@urkim.com. I'll hook it up. All right. So, thoughts. Anyone who says the Apple Vision Pro is quote expensive, it's like, I hear a bad joke, it's like, it's not my fault you're poor. Oh yeah, look at the sunrise, so beautiful. Oh yeah. And also for anyone who's curious, no, Urkim is not schizophrenic, schizophrenia, schizo, friend means mind, right? Actually, the notion of being schizophrenic is, it's honestly a pejorative. It means like split mind. I'm like, my mind's not split. I'm like the most only sober person that I know. I think even like Nassim Taleb is like, just like, you know, you're successful once people say that you're arrogant. I actually remember, like, one of my early days with Cindy, I had a beer called Arrogant Bastard. And, I think I've always been the arrogant bastard. Actually, the big problem is, as I got old, I was kind of always, like, the arrogant, kind of ratchet, maybe what the Zillennials will call an F-boy back in high school. But, you know, like, I'm probably the most well-adjusted person I know. Boy Scouts, Eagle Scout, Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent too. You know somebody, a real Eagle Scout, just ask, what was your Eagle Scout project? Pro tips. Oh yeah, so beautiful. So myself being a, yeah, this is like my studio. Urkim reporting live from LA. LA street photographer. Thanks to my friend Chris. Vibram Five Finger Shoes. The new LX knit model. These Uniqlo ultra warm Heattech. Okay, these are this new like 10,000.cc brand shorts. I don't really like them honestly, but can't be after returning it. Oh yeah. How nice the sunrise is. Yeah. Beautiful day at the Apple office. Actually, I think something that people don't think about or understand, right, is I think the best solution in life is actually to, rent an apartment. Rent a super nice-ass apartment, super effing close to work or your place of, whatevs, rather than, even living in a nice-ass house and having to commute is for suckers! I think, in life, one thing that philosophically our best friend Nassim Taleb says is don't be a sucker. Winners and losers. I need to spread more the love of the EK. I think I'm like probably the most well-adjusted person. I don't know. I don't drink alcohol. I don't smoke weed. I don't use social media. Maybe the reason why I kind of intimidate or scare people is because I'm the only sober one. So I got the long neck too. Second coming of Steve Jobs. Yeah. Beep boop. Look at this, guys. What does it mean? What does it mean? Oh, yeah. I guess 8777 Washington. I guess I saw some people with some, like, swag. It looks like it's the new headquarters for Apple Focal Films, I guess? The Apple's making films? Seems like a bad strategy to me, but so let's say I was Steve Jobs reincarnated V2.0. These would be some of my personal thoughts. First and foremost,
wait.
Look, Year of the Dragon.
Wait.
Yeah. Eric Kim's a dragon too, for fun facts. I wonder if actually, yeah, Culver's spot to be. Culver City might be the only place, the only good place in LA to live. Actually, the funny thing too is that, like, you don't want to live in Los Angeles. Los Angeles sucks, LA sucks. You don't want to live in Los Angeles County. You want to have sure that your city or zip code is not LA. So don't live in downtown LA, live in downtown Culver City or something, right? The reason being is, the notions of jurisdictions and the way that the police works and school systems, if your kid is part of LSUSD, your kid's gonna have a ghetto-ass education. If you live in the Culver City district or some other district, you'll be much better off. Oh, yeah. Sam loves it. Yeah, I feel like my life is a Barbie movie. Actually, so I think the only good movie, my funny thought about the new Barbie movie, I didn't watch it all, I just scrolled through it because I don't have time. The new Barbie movie is effectively like The Matrix. It's like a better way to think about The Matrix, but like, I guess like a girl version, right? And also fun fact, people don't know this, but HBO Max is owned by Warner Brothers Discovery Corporation, which is right there on the Venice, the big ass red building in Venice. Oh yeah, looks like somebody put back the rocks. Okay, parkour. Yeah, look at this. Smart, smart, smart. Sam would love this. Look. So beautiful. Oh, and also fun fact. The new Lululemon photo, they shot it like right here in front of the Il Buco Vita. And look at this place, already went out of business. Looks like it's gonna be a furniture store now. Actually, it looks like all the rich bored people now. It's like, once you're bored with everything, it's like, what's the next step? And people get into furniture. I'm like, man, furniture sucks. Even I went to the Room and Board yesterday across the Helm Street Bakery. Apparently Kim Kardashian buys her clothes there, her furniture there. Oh, by the way, do you know how short Kim Kardashian is? I think she's only 5 feet tall, or maybe 5 feet one. The funny thing with heights and celebrity heights is they're always going to over-exaggerate the height by an inch or two, right? So on the internet, it's like, oh, Kim K is 5'1". Good morning. They're like, Kim Kardashian is 5'1", which probably means she's only 5 feet tall. I was talking to a girl about it, and she said, don't you notice that in all the Kim Kardashian stuffs, it's like, they never had pictures of her next to tall people. Like, you'll never see a picture of Kim Kardashian next to Shaq, who's apparently effing super massive, 7 feet tall plus. I think the best mall in LA, maybe all of America and the States, is the Century City Westfield Mall. Just park at the Gelson's, buy something for over 10 bucks and get the free 3-hour validation. Oh yeah. So beautiful. Okay, critique of the platform. Why'd you put some map with this ugly ass map? This looks so ugly and boring. Just put some colors in it. Oh yeah, look at the sun. Get some sun. Some other random stuffs. Yeah, so I think one of the best tips I got from my friend Jeffrey Lamb. He listens to some podcasts. It's like, the second you wake up, like, literally go outside as quickly as humanly possible. I mean, if it's cold outside, just put on your Canada Goose jacket, whatevs, and go outside. I mean, I think my critique of modern day man is, oh yeah, I like this. Alright, read this. I don't wanna wait for our lives to be over. So, yeah, just get your ass outside. I think, assuming that physiology, energy, overabundance, health is our goal, to be outside the house is a good one. It looks like Bitcoin is booming. Bitcoin to the moon. It's so funny because, like, I think about... Ooh la la. Actually this Atrio, Shop Atrio. The problem about this tag, right? It looks like Patrio. Atrio, kind of like that. Black and white. Insanely uber abundance health. Maybe the strategy, just like sleep super effing early. Finally yesterday we were able to put down Sen a little bit earlier. I'm starting to reimagine and re-challenge this whole notion of being cool productive. So it's like, what else? Oh yeah. Shout out to Juliet. Apparently Pedro Pascal, the Mandalorian dude, ate here. Actually, one of the good things about talking to humans, you find out interesting things. Yeah, me and Cindy had a nice little date night right here whenever a son walks by. I feel like the weird modern day affliction is we always feel like we have to be cool productive, right? So we always have to self-flagellate ourselves to be productive. And as a consequence, when you're not being productive, right, you feel like you're sinning against the Holy Spirit or something, which is obviously not true. The big issue is productivity ultimately is kind of like a slave mentality, right? So think about the ancient Greeks. They were essentially like overgrown children. And there was definitely this notion of like play. I almost wonder, even for the ancient Greeks, war was like a more mercurial version of play. And it was also interesting too, because back then, you know, phalanx, shield, spear, sword. It was much more like less cowardly, more manly back then. So for example, the reason why I'm anti-guns, any skinny fat loser, any fat dude with a beard who's like 500 pounds and 50% body fat could kill you with a gun. Like even I think the world sharpshooter dude, like some like fat dude. Like, okay, so this is the funny thing. It's like, this is like the new trope I see. Fat people, over fat people, men, right? With maybe short, maybe tall, I don't know, right? With like F-150 pickup truck or some lifted truck, beard, glasses, like, I don't know, Oakley glasses or some sort of eye-blocking dark glasses, hat, trucker hat, facial hair, beard, ugly-ass panel, gun, I guess, right? Also, something that I learned is be careful of people who wear flannel, because apparently I learned if you wear flannel, like, it's kind of a good camouflage if you're having a conceal and carry gun. So also the reason why I feel conceal and carry makes no sense is I would have not conceal and carry, just carry. Like, if someone has a gun on them, they should just make it visible on their holster, because the problem with the conceal and carry, right? So let's say I step into a 7-Eleven or convenience store, right? I want to make sure that I know if people have a gun on the premise or not, right? So if you conceal it, I don't have access to that information. So if I knew that somebody had conceal and carry on the premises, I would just not enter, right? But if you had what I think it's called open carry. Yeah, I think open carry is a better idea. You had open carry, I see somebody with a gun on their holster, I'm just not gonna enter the institution, that's fine, right? Yeah, and also more institutions, they should just make it open, just have a gun check-in, right? Like, it sounds bad, but next time you have a family event, something like that, you never know, there's one fucking idiot moron from the Midwest or Idaho, some, you know, God-fearing place that they have, like, a collection of guns. I'm like, man, anyone who, if you're a man, you have a gun, guns are for pussies. Oh. Actually, the new Accord is actually pretty cool. I kind of like, in all black too, it kind of looks like the Batmobile. The only problem is they still have the, oh yeah, look, Accord Hybrid Sport looks pretty good. Motorsport, your boyfriend is a dork. So some other funny thoughts. Is Eric Kim the last interesting vlogger alive? Maybe. I mean, I think the only good vloggers out there is maybe me, Casey Neistat, and the Marks D. Brown Lee guy, right? But then my personal critiques, right, is at least with Marks D. Brown Lee, right? I think focusing your whole career on just doing equipment or gear or technology reviews is kind of a little bit, how do you say, like, maybe like standard or unimaginative, whatever, right? So the big issue is, well, yeah, see some new cars on the lot. Actually, so one thing I learned from my brother-in-law, John Narciso, right? One of the good things with the Lexuses, the Lexus SUVs, I mean, they're gas guzzlers, right? But then, see, this one's only 43,000, right? Is they're built on like a truck chassis. So in theory, these cars should last kind of forever. And actually, I had a funny thought too, is the Lexus UX is essentially the new Prius. And actually another car which is kind of underrated is the Toyota RAV4. Like, am I the only person to have ever discovered that the Toyota RAV4 kind of looks like a Lamborghini Urus from the back with the taillight design? Maybe I'm the only one who knows. And actually the funny thing too is the new, what, Ferrari, the electric Ferrari thingy, right? SUV, micro SUV. Essentially looks like a It looks like a Ford Mustang Mach-E, right? Yeah. And also, ultimately, yeah, all the cars are just kind of lame. I was talking to a random lady I saw at the park. Apparently, she told me she's a play therapist. Looks like another person trading a Porsche. Which one is this? Carrera S. $90,000. Looks like it's an auto tragic too. Two seats, 911. So the question is, like, why would you trade in your Porsche 911 at the Toyota dealership? Ooh, actually, one car that I'm really into is the Toyota Yaris Corolla GR. Look at the side gills. So gangsta. But actually, in white, for some reason, this car doesn't look that impressive. But ultimately, yeah, this car is, it's only like $42,000. From behind, nice and wide, yeah, but for some reason in white, doesn't look as good as in heavy metal. So, yeah, ultimately with these things, you just kind of have to see them in person. And I guess the ultimate question is, at the end of the day, is like, can you park this thing in LA? Yes or no? to quote Cindy. The good life. And actually, even a car that people apparently like is the Toyota Corolla Hybrid. I mean, technically, yeah, but then the problem, and actually my sister-in-law Jennifer, she just got a new Prius. The new Prius, super, super cool. Looks like somebody traded in Tesla. Actually, so I love the Tesla cars, but it looks like my critique is they really haven't aged well. Well, look, this Tesla, standard age plus, only asking 2020, only $22,000. Well, that's pretty cheap, even at the dealership. I think someone already black wrapped this, right? Hey, look, the paint. The covering on this is already chipping off, even here, right? So don't wrap your car. It's not a good strategy. And also the funny thing too is, like, what do people even want out of the cars anyways? I think my personal read is, in LA, you are your car, or your car is you. And so you'll find out a lot about a person based on what car they drive, right? Because if they just drive a whatever random Subaru car, it's actually a signal that they don't really care for the car either. Like, it sounds kind of bad taste or bad manners to ask people what car they drive, but I personally love it because from a sociological perspective, you see a person in real life, and then you figure out what car they drive, you'll actually discover a lot about who they is, right? Yeah, the heuristic is tell me what you drive and I'll tell you who you are. All right, some more thoughts. Okay, so it also looks like the new Fuji X106 came out? Six, right? Well, first and foremost is a good sign for street photography is as long as Fuji gonna keep spitting out these cameras ad infinitum, probably a good idea. So the problem too is like these like devices, right? It's like there's always gonna be a new device that comes out. It's kind of like, even Cindy, like one thing I love about Cindy is she's so good at like calling out non-sensory. Oh look, got a little Ferrari. Wow. Actually, the funny thing too, as a kid, I was like never into Ferraris. It's like, so what you want? You want like a Civic, you want an Integra Type R, a red one with white rims. Yeah, that was it. Or a Civic Type R, I guess, right? I feel like back in the day we was kind of more honest about things. But then my critique is like, all right, the world, life is too short, right? So it's like, why is it that we keep spitting out these like generic, same products, but boring? Like, everyone's waiting for the new X100 6 VVI to come out, right? But like, it's like the same as that. Like, and actually, a funny bias that I discovered is, like, nobody really cares about the image quality, the internals, because these things are not palpable. They're not really, you can't really see it, right? It looks like actually what we really, really, really like is the design, right? Because the thing with design is you could see the design in real life, whereas the back end, right? I mean, it's technically more important, but at the same time not. But look at this. The green stuff. What does it mean? What does it mean? So the big issue is design is visibly different, design is good because you could actually see a difference in design. But even if these corporations and companies want to keep making good morning, they want to keep making new profits and stuff like that, right? What you really, 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 really want to do is like radically make the design new, right? So even I think the new Range Rover, right? They made the design like slits vertical, the taillights. So everyone's gonna buy a new one because they want to visibly show that the design is different. The same thing with the new Porsche 911, the straight line thingy, right? Or the new Prius, right? It's radically new design. Even like sitting in the driver's seat, it feels like a jet fighter. It feels like, my first one to think about this. Sitting in the new Prius feels like you're sitting in a Lamborghini. It's like, feel like you're in a jet pilot, right? You feel like a Tom Cruise, Top Gun, right? Cheaper to buy a new Prius than to buy a Lamborghini, right? Even cheaper to buy a new Tesla. But the problem with all these cars, whether new, old, whatevs, right, is that sooner or later just kind of get bored of it and tired of it or whatevs, right? Actually, the most useful feature I feel like in any of these cars is just like lane assist, self-driving lane assist. What is it called? Basic autopilot. I think even the super, super base level Tesla Model 3, right? You do the doot-doot, right? And I think it stays in the lane and keeps going. Okay, one thing. This movie, right? This Madame, like, I have zero idea what this movie's about. You gotta make it more obvious, okay? Also, another pro tip. Read. Okay, in association with Marvel, cool, right? Sony. Columbia Pictures is a Sony company, interesting, right? So read the footers. I mean, Demon Slayer. People like watching this. No idea. American Fiction? I have no idea what this is. Yeah, why are most people so boring? A Zone of Interest. Fourth, yeah, what are all these weird ass movies coming out? Emma Stone.
Yeah.
Who's like producing these weird ass movies? Yeah. No idea. It looks like that new Apple movie that came out, what, Argyle or something? Like, makes no sense. I mean, I do understand that. I think what Apple's trying to do is go for the full vertical integration. Like, you buy a new Vision Pro, you can buy, watch the Apple TV, TV Plus movies in it. Hopefully, they'll get some 3D spatial video film movies on it soon, I guess, right? But still, at the end of the day, it's like, my simple heuristic in life is it going to help you spend more time indoors or outdoors? Everything's like about Bob Marley. It's like, dude, the guy's just like high on weed all the time. It's like, my personal heuristic is trust no innovator, entrepreneur, musician, artist who's just like always high on some sort of drugs. Maybe the only drug which is permitted is coffee, black coffee, water, right? Anyways, some other thoughts I had is that, like, maybe in life, the second people call you stubborn or arrogant, it's a good sign. If anything, like, most people are actually not stubborn and not arrogant. My critique is most people, they're actually too yielding, too, quote-unquote, open-minded, too wishy-washy. No one has any strong opinions. And so I think more, too, is, like, it's not even a masculine trait or a feminine trait, which I feel is, like, basic. Maybe, like, just think to yourself, like, great, great man, the Ubermensch, mensch. I'm thinking more German, mensch. Can a man be a mensch? Can a woman be a mensch? Yeah, I'm gonna start thinking in German from now on. I'm, like, kind of over the non-German stuff, I guess, right? Do you think German is a little bit more precise? Also, apparently the cool thing with German, you can just kind of make up words, which is a cool thought. So anyways, my thought is the Übermensch versus the Untermensch, the Untermensch, right? Unter means under, Uber means over, right? The word Uber is also the same word as over. Kind of like this. Looks like a face, right? Oh, another pro tip. Oh yeah, look, fire station's open. Yeah, I think one thing that people don't understand, right? It's like, yeah, I guess the only reason the Vision Pro would be good is you put it on, you go out in public, but I'm like, how different is that from just like vlogging? So I still think, as much as I want to like the Vision Pro, I was like, I was doing some research, so I wear glasses, right? I'm like, oh, it's gotta get a Vision Pro. It's like, you gotta get the Zeiss optical inserts. I'm like, maybe I should just get some contacts, get a contact eye prescription. I'm like, why is this thing so, so arduous? I just wanna use the thing. And also, I think a reason why the Vision Pro is kind of, not good, right? Why does it have the top strap? Why did they just make it a strap? Or maybe Apple should just double down on their phones. I think Apple should make a $1,500 phone, a $1,499 phone. Seems like a good idea. This would be a good photo. Yeah, Culver City is definitely the last good place to be. Oh, and also a pro tip is, yesterday I was pretty much indoors all day. It was like the biggest regret of my life. True happiness, true joy is to be out here in the real world as much as possible. You in the real, real world is going to be really, really, really much more happy. And also I'm pretty excited. The other day, just got Ting internet, gigabit internet, ting.com, Wi-Fi thing at home installed. Hopefully, I'm gonna start uploading more high fidelity, high fast up. Oh, another thing too, if you want a new computer, right? Maybe it's just more effective to just get a new iMac or a new Mac Mini, something cheap. Or just stick with your old stuff, right? Yeah, the M series processor seems like said this book's in coffee, but still closed. Is everything still closed? Still closed. Yeah, walking. Now look at all these. Look at all these lemmings stuck in traffic. Losers. So now that Eric Kim is a crypto trillionaire, now what, right? It's like, should I run for president or run for office? Eric Kim for president is a funny thought. Actually, okay, so anyways. So obviously there are things which are possible versus probable, right? So it's possible for anyone to become a president. Whether it's probable or not is obviously something outside your control. You know, everyone, this city hall's nice. Yeah, Culver, I like Culver City. Maybe I'll just start off local, just start up a Culver City and go beyond. So yeah, everyone hates on Kanye because running for president, they're like, it's like, I think the best way to think about Kanye is he still has the imagination of a child, which is amazing. Like, I look at Sen, right? Like, he's my biggest inspiration, just how carte blanche creative he is. And even though, like, maybe superficially, people might think that he's quote-unquote stubborn or whatever, just like me. What it is I think, even Kanye said this, right? Every kid is born a genius, right? Picasso said that, right? The secret is, how do they remain a child and a genius as they grow up? And I was even talking to them, to the one play therapist. It's like, at what point do adults lose their penchant for play and having fun? So yeah, I think photography, art, street photography, weightlifting, fitness, etc., right? And also blogging, vlogging. I think it all should be done in the spirit of play. Even like for me, like investing, speculating, trading, right? Like, I don't really like calling investing because people are like, oh, this is a pro tip. You know how you know something's a good investment or not? If people say this is a good investment, it's not a good investment. Or invest in yourself, invest in your future, do it for your kid. Anyone who invokes children, I think what, was it Tim Ferriss or Taleb who said pedophastry or something like that? Or like, anybody who invokes you should do this because it's going to be good for your kids or your family, I'm like, nah, this is they're trying to sucker you into doing something bad, right? I don't think anyone should ever invoke kids as part of the equation. So I would say just entertain your kids as much as possible within reasonable bounds. Like, even the other night, Seneca wanted to sleep with the shoes on. Like, cool, let's, these are new shoes, you just bought them on Amazon, you got to do this, should be good. Ooh, look, Nongla banh mi rice soup salad, nice. They even add the zohak on the A. Nongla bia ba ba ba. Yeah, Vietnam, we finna take over. Actually, it's funny, I was like talking to a random dude at the farmer's market. I'm like, what language do you think is going to be most useful in the future? He actually said Korean. I'm like, oh, that's pretty interesting. It's going to be good for Sen, I guess. Being Korean, Korean Vietnamese, Korean American, Vietnamese, looks like it's going to be the future. It's actually funny because I just look at Sen. I forget that his half Vietnamese, half Korean. Way. I just like, oh, it just Sen, right? Even for myself, like, I'm Korean, Korean American, right? But for myself, I just kind of self-identify as just me being me. And then I was even wondering, it's like when people look at Eric Kim, do people think it's like, oh, is Eric Korean, Korean American, Asian, Asian American, or is he just Eric Kim? Is he just American? I guess, right? Yeah, Eric Kim is American, just like Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's funny because technically Arnold, he's from Austria, like Austria, German, right? But he's become the uber American, right? Even though he speaks with the accent or whatever, right? So I think, I don't know, like, even though Arnold gets a lot of flack, Yeah, I think it was good. He, even talked to one of my German-American friends here. He was just like, one of the great things about being American, and his German, right, is that America is the only place in the world that you can live here, and you can actually assimilate, and then people will consider you American, right? Versus you can live in Japan for 30 years, speak perfect Japanese, have Japanese kids there, right? But at the end of the day, you're still finna be a gaijin, right? Sometimes people get salty about that, but I'm just like, that's just facts. I'm like, that's okay. Like, nothing to be angry about. That's just the way things is, right? And, I'm reading Fernando, you know, Galliani's On Money, which is, to me, actually super interesting from both from, like, a sociological perspective and also philosophical and perspective, is that the best nation to be in is a just, free, liberty one, which is probably the most American one. I mean, there's a lot of things we don't have here, but maybe in terms of justice and fairness and openness, we still the best, and maybe that's the reason why everyone wants to live here. But yeah, look. The RAV4, yeah, the RAV4 is, maybe better to get a RAV4 than a Tesla Model Y, huh? Yeah, RAV4 is kind of growing. What you, RAV4, just push RAV4.